Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Yeah, I think American girls are just crazy. What, you know, now that I think about it, maybe I'm attracting crazy girls.
Yeah,
you think?
You're the problem. Yeah. I could have.
For once, Jorge said something actually correct.
You ass. He is such an asshole.
I
think he's now. He was way up there, but now that someone had told us this. But we now know it's a fact that he made up all that stuff on the tell-all about her being a call girl.
Oh,
he
yeah.
made it up, but just to hurt her.
And he even says, like, people say stuff like, yeah, I made that up. I apologize. He goes on to farther and say, yeah, I made it up just to hurt her. Like, he actually
and
says
And to get
it.
Revenge. Yeah. Stop saying the quiet part out loud, you idiot. I hate him.
You know, like, what? Y'all, this is classless.
This is classless.
This is classless. Hey.
Happily ever after. Season, our first show of a new season. New season, who dis? Of Happily Ever After season three. Episode one. Home sweet home.
Oh, that's the name. Good. I didn't get it.
Home sweet home.
Home? This is a very explosive season. This is when Happily Ever After was somewhat good, y'all. Not like the shit we're about to get.
Hey, they dropped a new trailer and it's more explosive.
Why does it always we do a hey? We don't mean to do this, but we do a hey when there's a hey, a 90 day when there's a 90 day, and it always gets confusing when we talk about it.
Well, the universe is very confusing in general. So
that's true.
Especially for us.
Since we are talking about hey and then hey that's coming up, I don't know who do you hate more? George or Bilal?
Ooh. You know, it's interesting. They're very different. I think I might. Oh. Ooh, it's just like comparing poison apples and shitty oranges. I think I might hate George worse.
You know, I think I might hate George worse more because don't you feel like
he punches even lower than Bilal? If
he
possible.
Has less humanity than Bilal, if that's a thing.
Zero humanity. He's He is a disgusting, he hates women. He was raised by his mother and sisters to be a completely useless man-child, and then has this sense of entitlement that he thinks that women should, he also is a martyr. And he's like, I don't know what I did to make Anfisa to treat me this way.
Which,
and now I'm going to get revenge.
But you just described Bilal as well. Remember, he has a sister, and like they're very similar. They're just, I don't know. I don't know, y'all.
At least Bilal has two kids that someone humanize him. Maybe.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
Yeah, we're remote, but we're actually both in Los Angeles. It's just hot, and I didn't want to go outside, and I think Poodle might be entertaining, and he doesn't want anybody in his
no,
house.
Honestly, we did a crossover today, and I just didn't want you in my house.
It's fine. Sometimes I don't want to be in your house. It's too hot. I didn't want to get outside.
Yeah, it's just, and we only had this, besides that, we had one other thing to do today, so we just...
We just finished, our collab, 90 Day UK collab.
With Lighty Day Fiancé.
Lighty Day Fiancé.
With Robin and Michelle.
Robin being a man.
Yes.
So, because we say that because they are a husband and a wife duo.
Yes.
We had a good, Robin is the quite attractive British man.
Sexy British man.
Whoa, I mean, he came on the screen and I went, whoa,
I did not expect this. Could I be a potential?
It was very,
she's in the new, one of the new trailers. She's already throwing drinks.
Oh, perfect.
At Soja Boy.
And then Michelle is really good at impressions. She's kind of, I feel like she's a musical theater loving sissy.
She is.
And yeah. So if you're one of those sissies, I think you're going to like them.
No, she's like all of you.
Yeah. Yeah. She's musical theater loving, gay man loving sissy. Yeah. That's going to drop on Friday. Part one is going to be on our feed, on the free feed. And then part two is going to be on their feed. So
wherever you get your podcasts.
It is interesting. They already know more about this experience since one of them is actually British and they actually had to do a visa. And right. They read us for filth on some things Jake and I've already gotten wrong.
I think, though, what was so great and what I asked them to ahead of time, and they really came through, was giving our U.S. listeners a little bit of kind of a U.K. idea of what these places are like, where these people are from, because if you know the context, you understand the people a lot more. And if you know the context of like Botley, which we heard today, if you know the context of where Richard is from, you learn a little bit more about, and you learn why these people are the way they are.
Yes. Yes.
I think personally, Sandusky is a large part of Danielle. Danielle is Sandusky.
Yes. Yes. The Ohio sissy have said that. And now that I know what Botley is, it makes sense that that Sean is there.
Yeah. Terrifying. Right. Terrifying.
So you have to listen to that. I think we talked about that on their feed about Botley. But you.
Yeah. Yeah. That story about what Botley and Project Starfish.
Whoa.
Or Operation Starfish. Again. Not a name I was called in college.
Not Poodle's Butthole.
No. You can do a quick Google search for Operation Starfish, and now that's some shit.
That's some shit right there. Y'all, speaking of some shit, on August 18th, I'll be doing social media meltdowns of Sean Pulaski's show. It's a stand-up show at the Hollywood Improv. I've already had some sissies saying, we're coming to see you. So
good.
That's nice. So
bring enough for the two drink minimum.
I guess there is. I don't know. I don't. Poodle's really stuck on it. I don't give a fuck.
No, I guess I want people to be prepared. That's the it's the worst thing about comedy shows like that. They don't tell you for things, and I resent it.
You've had to go to a lot of comedy shows, I'm
no,
sure.
No, it's a trap.
When you live in LA, you have to.
You do. And it's a trap of those kind of establishments. Because a lot of people, the reason why I'm saying it, you don't seem to think it's a big deal, but a lot of people don't go to comedy shows. So you don't, that's why I'm trying to get you to do it, but you refuse to do it. So I'm trying to do it.
Not doing it now. So if you pay it, you pay it, whatever. But no, yeah, Hollywood Improv Thursday, August 18th. Poodle, that's going to be a big week for us.
What? That week?
I'm trying to lead you into our other announcement. Thanks I know. For dropping
I just,
that rope.
I just don't even want to play ball.
Wow, let me just carry everything.
Yeah, that's when we're announcing our tour. No, I heard
Can you have more enthusiasm when you say that?
That's when we're announcing our tour. We're announcing our fall tour. We're announcing our fall tour, and it is the Double It Tour. This is not going to be as big of... We kind of did our tour in about three parts last year, and it's going to be in one part this year, and it's not as big as the others because we went to 16 cities last year, and
no, well, this year.
Oh God, it feels like last year.
It feels like last year, but it was this
Jesus.
Year.
And so we're kind of hitting some of those again, and then next year it'll be probably more of a more balanced tour that you can count on about every year. So this is going to be a little bit of a smaller tour, and we also do plan, we're not going to say it now, there may be a few one-off dates in 2023 that we are also talking about.
Even remember talking about that.
Well, we're talking about the possibility of Vegas, remember?
No.
Wow. Wow. And that would probably be in winter of 2023.
Don't promise. What if we can't do it?
I'm literally not promising anything.
What if we book a night at the Sands and then the Sands find out who we are and a week before they say, forget it.
You know, the Sands aren't people. And
no, the Sands Hotel, or is it closed?
I don't know.
Did it get torn down?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? It doesn't sound nice.
Anyway, Poodle, have you smelled bananas yet? Are you able to get fucked yet on your monkeypox vaccine?
No, I still have, for efficacy, I still have, let's see, tomorrow will be 2 weeks since I got my first vaccine. So that's when it really starts to take effect.
Book that next shot.
But I can book the next shot as of Monday, then I have to wait 4 weeks. But with
four weeks after that next shot?
Yeah, but with shot one, the efficacy, after 2 weeks, the efficacy is already up to 75% and 80%. So.
That means you would have gone all summer without a bang.
If I hadn't got the shot.
You would. But I mean, if you have to wait till the second, you might as well wait. You're not going to fuck till after Labor Day.
No, you're not understanding. I can fuck as soon
but
as I.
But it's not 100% though. Don't you want to wait?
Hey, it ain't nothing 100% in this world. And I'm now narrowing everyone down to people who've already had one shot.
Oh, okay. Don't tell me. Now on all the apps, can you like click a button?
No, and no, no.
Like, monkeypox, check.
No, you can't. I do have an elaborate grid that I, everyone gets a check for COVID and monkeypox.
Goodness.
Yeah. You know, I spare no expense when it comes to my sexual health.
When we make picklefinder.net, you get what you get. You get a picture of a dick, and that's what you get.
There's a Sniffies. Was it Sniffies or Snuffies? What was it? Sniffies? What? It was just pictures of dicks that you can see.
What?
It's like Sniffies.com. Someone told me about it in Texas. Yeah, it's just like pictures of dicks.
Really? Why is it called Sniffies? Is that a slang?
No, I don't think so. I think someone just came up with a name.
Sniffies?
Sniffies.com.
You can use anonymously or you can get a login.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're stopping everything. This is fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's called Sniffies. It's where you can just see pictures of dicks.
That has
people
to
who
be
are close
like
to
a,
you.
Really?
Yeah, they're putting their dick on there, though. It's not like you're seeing things that people don't want you to see.
Oh, my God. That's a picture of this guy's dick. Wow. Oh my God, that's a picture of another dick.
It's just dicks aplenty. Snippies.com. They're not a sponsor, but they could
be. Look at that guy's dick. Oh, that guy's just put his butthole up there. This is disgusting.
Yeah, come on. It's hot.
Wow. That guy put his face. He got the wrong memo.
Oh, honey.
Wow. That guy's bent over and spread his butt cheeks so you can see it all.
Okay. We need to move over. Okay. We need to move on.
Sniffies. Who knew?
I wow. did. I just told you.
Wow.
You're going to spend hours on that.
I'm just going to be like, telling my therapist, I'm addicted to sniffies.
And he'll say,
wow, Poodle, you just blew my mind and you normally don't do that.
Someone I once dated and hooked up with in Texas told me about it.
Wow.
And we looked and he's like, there's mine. And I went, oh my God, that is your dick. He's like, see the one you're sitting right next to? I'm like, that's your dick.
That's your favorite. I know that dick.
I know that dick.
That's the game show we're playing, where you just look at dicks and it's like, does
Poodle
know that dick?
And you see just a little, like a part of it's given, you see the glands first, and then you go a little bit further with the neck. And I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. And it receives one part of it. I'm like, I know that vein. That vein I know. I know that dick.
I know. Wait. Regina King, because she would be the host. I don't know why. Regina King.
Not slumming it going, do you know that dick?
But I love her.
Yeah, but she's not going to host a game show.
No, it'd be like Lonnie Love.
No, it'd
Lonnie
be Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
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 Or Meredith Vieira.
Jake, I need you to concentrate really hard. And it goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doom, the lights, and she's like,
do you know that dick?
I need you to look at that and tell me, have you seen that shaft?
We have a ball shot? Martin, do we have a ball shot? That's the wild card. But I was like, he's like, who's that? I'm like, that's yours.
That's yours. Let's fucking do this so I can go to Sniffies.
I know. Just be on Sniffies all day.
Oh,
I have just given about 100 of you your afternoons or your evenings enjoyment.
Y'all, don't go to Sniffies at work. It's a bunch
of dicks. Don't do that. It's just a bunch of dicks.
But it's dicks by map. You know what? They're not paying us for advertisement. You're right.
Shut the fuck up. Until they pay us, I'm not selling their app for them. I still need to find, I need to make a login.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Should we talk about George and Anfisa?
Yeah, speaking of somebody's dick, I've never seen his, thankfully. I don't need to see it. I think you've seen it.
I don't think I have. I've seen Luis's. It's nothing to write home about.
Isn't Jorge's out there? I thought it was. Maybe not.
I'll have to look around. Probably not on Sniffies.
Maybe.
America's premium site for dicks.
Premium site for dicks. So basically, we get a lot of y'all, this episode's a shorter episode. There's a lot of backstory and preview. We're not going to go too much into that.
But we've already talked for 17 minutes, so. Holy hell. I was thinking, I'll have time to go to the grocery store today. But I was just talking about Sniffies.
Go on.
Oh Lord! Okay, I'm gonna start talking. So, I feel like both of these people did happily ever after for the money, and I think it's not a strange thing that people are doing the show for the money. But these two aren't together anymore, and so it's a little tangential the reason why they're doing it.
Do we know? I don't know. I don't know if they end up getting quote, I know they, we all know they end up not being together.
Yeah. Well,
but do they get back together during the season? I don't know that.
I don't think so, but there is.
Don't tell us if they do, y'all. We don't want to know.
One of the spoilers that you saw on the, this season on is the prospect of him having an illegitimate child.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that's what the whole season's about, unfortunately.
Now, I don't mind seeing, though, that said, so this really is, I think, the first season, right, where, quote, happily ever after is out the window.
Oh, because, you mean?
Because they're not together.
The concept of being happily ever after, yeah.
It's now being loosely applied.
Well, Muhammad and Danielle were on it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and they were getting divorced, which is what happily ever after, it can be whatever.
Happily ever after?
I don't know if they're going to be together, but I do enjoy that the main, I do enjoy that Jorge thinks, and yes, y'all, I know his name is George, but I call him Jorge because that's what his mother calls him. But Jorge... The main plot point is that he wants to get revenge on Anfisa.
And
the problem is, y'all, if you want to get revenge on someone, you got to be smart.
He's not a smart man.
No. So yeah. I think this is just going to be like watching a bumbling like henchman of Penguin trying to get revenge on somebody, just completely inept.
I think that's the other thing about him. He's not even good at what he's doing.
No.
It's not like he's so gross, and I hate this term, but he's so beta male energy. It's that kind of they get what they want not by actually being assertive or by convincing anyone of anything. They do it by whining and manipulating, by becoming a victim. And that is exactly what he has gotten everything that he's wanted from her.
That's true. I think, you know, I've said this a lot because I think it's such a poignant thing you said, but you guys, when Poodle talks about if we could all have the confidence of a mediocre cis man, Jorge.
That's George.
That's George, y'all. That is George. Ugh,
gross.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna need this Instagram of this boxing teacher, sissy.
Oh my god! I didn't get a name.
No, I did not either. Granted, I was only typing with one
sissy
hand.
Sissy Mary, that is an assignment. I'm telling you now for your Where Are They Nows. I need that boxers and preferably an OnlyFans.
I mean, maybe, you know, she said she moved, and I think they showed a Hollywood sign. So I think she moved actually like in LA.
Yeah, she's in LA.
So this guy could be close to us. He could be just, you could go take a boxing class, Poodle. Do you think your weak wrist could handle it?
It wouldn't matter. I would just play injured and I'd tell him to help me with some stretching.
Ah.
And then, but then he'd be exactly where he wanted me. My legs would be over my head and he'd be in between them.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Come a little closer, said the spider to the fly.
I tried boxing one and I have weak wrists too. I was like, ow, this hurts my carpal tunnel. It didn't feel good.
This hurts my carpal tunnel.
I did
kickboxing in Texas once and it was a really good workout. But it awoke an anger that I was a little worried about in me. So
it's why you never need to go to those rooms where people can just destroy things and like crash things.
No, I'll enjoy them too much.
I get that.
So anyway, Anfisa basically says, I found out George had lied to me, and that whole thing about the tell-all, she said, he was just making up shit and making me look bad.
Ugh.
And she also says, I haven't dated anyone else. And she got her green card. She has plans to go back to school. So it seems like this woman is going ahead and living her life.
Yeah.
And she basically says, unfortunately, she says, she's like, sometimes I'm doing product placement, promoting products to stay afloat, but and I'm still going to try to stay in the U.S. But and George knows that and is going to threaten her and going to try to hurt her with it. Yeah. So they, we're at Alternative Divorce Solutions, everyone's favorite.
Yeah, everyone's, I forgot the other attorney's name, but there's Lonnie.
Jeanann and Lonnie.
Lonnie, yes. And I love it that they're talking about things. They're like, they said, well, you don't have too many monetary assets. What about your businesses? And George says.
This is Lourdes and George.
Yeah, and George says, well, basically they've all depreciated. And Lourdes, of course, goes, what about handbags and rings? And like,
ugh,
possibly. I loved it when Lonnie said, you know, something we've learned just from seeing Anfisa is a little bit, she might be combative on this.
You mean you watched her slap him and hit him in the head?
Yeah, both times that she hit him each time they were there. And she said, probably best we just pay her off in one lump sum and be done with this.
And he's not going to want to do that. That's the worst thing. He wants to make her pay.
Yeah, he said that in front of them, but I agree with you. I think he's going to go back on that and want to make her pay. I love that, too. They looked at him and said, you look a lot more relaxed now.
These lawyers are slick. Yeah, they just want his money. I think also next he meets with Ramon. And if you remember, his friend Ramon, y'all, his trademark is the reefer joint always behind his ear.
It is. It is.
Because remember, George made his living selling weed, legalized marijuana.
Yeah, selling weed. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Ramon worked for him. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then they go through this thing, and it's weird. You can tell Ramon just loves being on TV because George says some really despicable things like, blah, blah, blah. So I did lie about it, and Ramon's like, you know, I can understand. You get your heart broken, so you say sometimes you say those kind of things. Blah, 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 blah. And then Ramon says, this is definitely fodder for another time. He's like, I got a text from one of my friends saying, is this your boy's girl? And it was Anfisa as a cam girl. So this is another new way to slut shame Anfisa.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if this has any truth or validity to it at all. I don't know a spoiler. Y'all, please don't let Jake and I know. We don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
Don't put it in the comments of page because some people just. But do you think there's any truth to that or no?
I honestly don't know. I could believe it because for her ethical code, that would be fine. As long as she's
fine.
Not. Yeah. I
she's got to make money.
I don't think it is. But I think it's even worse that they would speculate about it. And why not just wash your hands of her? Why continue to tear this woman down when George was obviously the one? George did the worst thing, which is impugning her reputation on national television.
And which he's trying to do again.
It's awful.
It's awful. Just,
yeah. I would want him to have a stomachache daily.
Because he says at the end of their at the end of the conversation, he says, and I loved it too, Ramon said, you know, everybody's talking around the city. And I'm like,
yeah.
We live in fucking Los Angeles, not Grover's Corner, California. Mm-mm. Like, not everyone is talking about this around the fucking city.
This is not Walnut Grove. And that we're not going to the Olson's Mercantile to spread gossip.
A stripper.
Yes, yes. Did you hear that? He does become a cam girl. Nelly, did you hear that slut Anfisa has done a cam girl? Oh, Nels.
No, Charles, Anfisa's a whore. That would be a very dramatic. That would be the very dramatic episode. Like the one episode, one season it would be Mary goes blind. The next season is
Anfisa's a cam girl.
Laura is a stripper.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everyone thinks she's a school teacher. Surprise, it's a strip club.
Mrs. Olson was horrible.
Oh, she was. What a good show, though.
Anyway.
Is that actor dead, Mrs. Olsen?
I don't know.
She is now.
I don't know.
Although we didn't say her name.
No. No. You should apologize to Alan Alda.
He's still alive, y'all. He's still alive. Y'all, though, we are sitting all around that 30 Sissies that I was very deeply affected by Olivia Newton-John. So what an icon for so many people. Yeah. So listen to some Physical or Grease or whatever you want to listen to today.
Or just any of her, or the Xanadu soundtrack. Oh, my God, the Xanadu soundtrack.
Hopelessly Devoted, or I'm sorry, I Honestly Love You.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cancer sucks.
Cancer fucking sucks. George does say, I realize that what I said was not really helpful, and I feel bad.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, thank you. I was going to ask you, do you believe that?
And no, you don't.
You don't feel, because you don't feel bad at all, you dick.
Sorry. My neighbor upstairs is log rolling.
Oh, okay. You know, I can't hear it.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
She's practicing her log rolling.
Wow.
For when she goes up to the lumberjack competition up in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's exactly what it sounded like, was log rolling.
We're going to, so just so y'all know, this episode is on the free feed because the first season of all of our on the $5 tier are on the free feed when we start a season. Just to remind you, the way this episode works is we split up, now that they're an hour and a half, we split up these episodes the way we do regular 90 Day Fiancé. So we do three couples on Team A and then three couples on Team B. So we're going to take a quick commercial and then we'll be right back with Nicole and Azen.
Ugh.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets.
Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So I had a thought last night when I was watching 90 Day UK. Mm. Fantastic season. If you're not watching it, you're missing out on peak 90 Day, especially like 90 Day like it used to be. And I had thought that Katie and Alejandro, they're kind of like the bizarro good version of Nicole and Essen. Like, but we saw the terrible bizarro wish version first.
Yes.
and Katie and Alejandro are the kind of the best version of that.
They're the reason why we believe in love.
Yes. I agree. There is, in a parallel universe, we saw Katie and Alejandro first. Like, yes. That was their season. And somehow on another thing, the UK, or in another parallel universe, Katie is with Muhammad. And
never. Not like where this is going now. She will always be with Alejandro.
But I'm saying that was the first thought that I had, that somehow Nickel and Azin are a low-budget version of that. And you know how history is, when you skip a stone, history are the ripples that are created. Maybe I'm having more profound thoughts.
We're treading into water.
Don't have sex.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I don't have sex.
Yeah. Somebody needs to get on Sniffy ASAP.
Sniffy's the monkeypox version of Sniffy's.
The monkeypox version of Sniffy. Y'all, man.
We are.
Remember, Azin's
never been to the U.S. yet.
No.
Where we were left with their last season was in season five. We were left with, so they've now done season four, season five, and this Happily Ever After season three. I think that's their last one.
I think they're on next Happily Ever After.
Shut up.
No, I think I remember, because when I buy this on YouTube, the season, mm-hmm. and I look on it.
Keep talking and see.
No, and I looked, and when I looked at Happily Ever After, like I looked like the...
It was still Nicole's face on season four?
Let's see. Yeah, I could have sworn...
I should go to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia always sucks.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to keep talking. So
please.
People won't go...
Yes, I'm looking... On season four, because it is Chantel, Libby Andre, it's Nickel, it's somebody, Larissa.
And Colt.
Yes, and then a couple of people that we don't know yet.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I can't believe.
How did they get it into another season?
I think season four is where Nickel... goes back to Marrakesh with her mother.
With Rabah Lee.
With Rabah Lee, I think.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, all you need to know, that makes me feel even more sad knowing we've got a long way to go. So, May is just jumping on the bed like a crazy person, which children do.
That kid has too much sugar. I think that's what it is. I think Nickel gives her whatever she wants. That was a shake from Sonic. I know it. Don't think I don't know.
So Nickel is basically telling about, she's doing the whole story of their relationship. And the big thing, you guys, from the tell-all, remember, he could not be reached. He did not call into the tell-all. And Nickel was like, he had really bad reception. That's why. And I would have loved that Rabah Lee had been there. It's like, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. As I said, someone needed to Google if there was a white party going on in Morocco that weekend.
So, y'all, she's meeting her best friend, Jessica, who definitely goes to church with her. And is the same youth group, because these people would never be friends otherwise.
Never be. Jessica
feels sorry for her.
Yeah, Jessica feels so. She's like, Mom. And she's like, Jessica, why are you going? Mom, God says love everybody.
Or Rabah Lee's mom and Rabah Lee and Jessica's mom are friends.
I think that's what it is. I think Rabah Lee went up to her. She's like.
And they kind of grew up together.
She said, Cindy. Maybe she needs Cindy. Maybe she just needs another girl her age.
My Nickel needs a friend.
Please, Cindy, have Jessica just talk to Nicole, please.
And so Nickel is there with her best jean jacket on at what looks to be some type of mixture of kind of a TGI Fridays and another sports bar because everyone's kind of wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
It's someplace you never want to be. Let's just
never want to be.
Probably in a mall. And Nicole's like, you know, Azen has got his visa interview tomorrow. And the thing about what half of the joy of being with Azen for Nicole is being able to talk about her boyfriend to everybody.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. She's that woman who mentions, yeah, well, my boyfriend who's in Morocco.
Yeah. Her hot constantly. Boyfriend, because he has abs and it's a validation thing for her.
Yeah.
And it's even like when Jessica says, well, you know, do you ever, you know, do you think he's here for alternative reasons? And the way Nicole looks at her, so judge. And like, this is what Nicole does. She has like, honestly, Robbie does it too, but in a different way, where they'll have a flash of anger and they want to scream at you and choke you. But
oh, I want to kill you.
But they don't do that. And instead, Robbie then just gets sad because she realizes this is her daughter. And Nicole gets that kind of arrogant, like, I hate to say that, but you know, that's not true.
The thing about it is, Nicole would not be so universally reviled were it not for the entitlement that she has.
Yeah,
that's for sure. The worst part of her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it's
for 100%.
It makes it fun to hate on her. It makes it fun. So Jessica's like, I'm skeptical of the relationship, and I wrote, duh, who's not? And she's saying he's a good guy, but anyway, Jessica's not convinced. I doubt we'll ever see Jessica again. I have a feeling.
No.
Who knows? It's interview day, y'all, and Nicole is one of those people who can't get up before 7 unless someone physically rolls them out of bed.
No, 9 o'clock.
She has to be dragged. Like, she'll turn off 4 alarms.
Yep. Yeah.
You know those people? They will not get up early.
You know, her mom called her like 4 times. Get up, Nicole. Get up.
Yeah.
Mom!
And y'all, it looks like she's been asleep. When she walks in there, it looks like she's been asleep for 4 days.
She looks like an older... Yes, she looks like... You know when you're a teenager, but you and I didn't have this, and I didn't either because I was younger. But it reminds me of like pictures of my friends that were maybe a teenager, but they had a younger sibling who was like 5 years old, and they had to get up at 6:30 in the morning on Christmas.
Oh yeah, it sucked.
And they're just kind of the.
I was always up early on Christmas.
Probably
though.
The way your mom always looked at you when you got up.
Yeah, when mama's you go to bed. I swear to God, unlocking that door and it's not going to open before 6 a.m. She threatened. I was the one who was up at 4:30. I never slept a lot as a child anyway.
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
I think Nicole is like, you know, when you go to college and it's Saturday morning and there's that group of girls who's sitting at the table in the dining hall and they've got their... They've got their hoodies on, and there's one girl who has the hoodie on around her face, and you only can see her. She can't even see. You can only see her nose and mouth.
Yeah, she looks like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl who's like, who has a Garfield shirt on that says, I don't do Mondays.
Yeah.
That's Nicole.
That is Nicole. That is Nicole. So here's the deal that I don't get. So they go to there in the morning and they're kind of sitting there and Rob Lee's like, well, what's the plan when he gets here? And Nicole's like, well, we don't know. We'll just figure it out. But he could be here in like 2 weeks. And you see Rob Lee going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And Rob Lee then says, what if he comes all this way and then leaves? And
we don't want to think about that. It's fine. Not gonna happen.
And then she's like, have you discussed what happens if he doesn't get it? And Nicole's like, of course not. Because he's going to get his visa. Of course not, Mom. Oh. Don't.
She is so terrible. I bet you any mother out there that is going through their daughter being a fucking brat to them right now gets triggered by this.
The worst part, this person's in her mid-20s.
Yes, she's not old. I'm talking about women with teenagers, like tweens.
Yeah.
Now, that's how she acts. Even then, and also too, Nicole does this stuff like, I've never forced daddy on May. Bullshit. They're driving in the car. We have it on tape of her going, are you excited for daddy to come? Daddy. And May's like, yeah. She does look like one of those Monchichis.
She looks like a Monchichi. She's really cute.
She's really cute. But this is what I wanted to say. Who clears their entire day and just lays on their bed for 10 hours on their phone waiting for someone to call about a fucking interview?
The best is when May is just crawling all over her. And there used to be this image of Gulliver's Travels where the Lilliputians were like crawling all over Gulliver and tying him down that I remember seeing in Gulliver's Travels. That was the first thing. And like May climbed Mount Nickel and she did. And Nickel is just like, and May is just playing on top of Mount Nickel.
I just thought what if Nickel, this gave her too much to think about and she fell over because her head was too heavy, knocked herself out and fell asleep all day.
Oh, Nickel, what are we going to do with you?
Not a lot.
I have a feeling if it never really would have fully materialized, but if some way they could have given Nickel a spinoff, I don't know how they would have built on it. It would have been gold for us.
It would have been.
I kind of wish I could go back in time and the family Nickel could have been a series.
Oh, for sure. I wish we could at least see her because spoiler alert, y'all, we all know they're not together. I wish we could see her on The Single Life. I would love that.
I'm surprised she hasn't done it.
Well, I know she was trying to do her pyramid scheme, so you think she would want to do it.
Yeah. It could be that I think she's gotten so much negative social media flack. And I feel bad for her because no one really deserves that. Bilal and George do. And a couple others. Emily deserves it. Yeah. You know what?
By the way, I saw today, it's like Lauren posted a video of Alex kind of dancing in his boxer briefs.
I saw.
Holy fucking shit.
It's a nice penis.
God, he is, y'all, that man is cute.
I will say one thing about Alexi's penis. It's not girthy. It is lengthy. I don't know if sex with him is very enjoyable either.
You would enjoy it because he smells like stale cigarette smoke.
That's right. He does smoke still.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that because you can't smell bananas yet, y'all. That's when Poodle knows he can fuck. The doctor said he
can smell bananas. When I can smell bananas, that means I can go get fucked. But between now and then, it's just sniffies for me. I'm so glad I introduced sniffies to you and the rest of the world. That's like me when that guy showed up. I'm like, this is nuts.
That took my idea. Why do we need Pickle Finder now?
Oh, damn. Well,
Pickle Finder is a better name.
We'll have to think of a different way to use Pickle Finder. So Roba Lee, she's like laying there in bed. She's sleeping. And Roba Lee comes over. And she's basically saying, it's 3 hours, 6 hours. And they go out to what we've referred to as the Truth Swamp.
Yes. Yeah. The little park right
where
they have their talks. Church. Yeah.
And the lily pads and the frogs go, oh no, what else is going to happen?
Forget. Idiot.
And finally, she's basically, Roba Lee's doing her same thing. I'm like, Nicole, have you really thought about this? Blah, blah, blah. And finally he calls and there's and everyone's like, yay. And we scream because then the phone call goes down.
No, not only does it go dead, y'all, if you don't remember watching it, she FaceTimes, answers the phone and Nicole goes, where have you been?
Oh, and it's all about her. She's like, I've been waiting all day.
And she's like, oh, wait. And she's talking like, I've been waiting all day. He's like, I know, but I'm here.
I've been waiting all day.
And she's like, oh, I'm dying. He's like, I know. She's like, well, I went there and that's when the whole screen becomes pixelated. And y'all, if you aren't watching this on the watch along, we fucking died. I mean, I need to say,
you can't script that.
Like, God is punking her.
It's that, and just this is lightning in a bottle.
Oh,
this is 90 days that this, if you were to show me this season and then say, look what happened late. And if it was that time this was being aired, and then some strange Ghosts of Christmas Present or Future said, this is what 90 days is like now, I would have gone, no, it's not. That's not the same show.
Not the same show.
Because they're just, oh God. Oh. So good. We always sound like we're just like old, like rock stoners. Remember, dude, that concert?
A little bit.
I saw Fish there. It was amazing. Should we talk about Russ and Powell? There's not a lot here.
There's not much really at all.
The big, important news here, you guys, is Russ's terrible hair.
Oh.
We're now in what I call a Matchbox 20 kind of style.
Yep.
Like bad Rob Thomas or the guy from Three Doors Down, if you remember that. Would you go crazy? Could you call me Superman? That style of hair.
Yeah.
It kind of looks a little like it's supposed to be kind of unmessed with. But it's extremely put together.
It's very, it very looks like new twink in West Hollywood, but like from 2003, like a twink who doesn't know how to fix their hair yet.
It's like a mid-aughts look. Yeah.
No, this is 2016 or 2017. He should not have this hair right now.
It was bad. I don't know what happened because his hair choices are always gay. But they're usually somewhat within 10 years current.
I mean, now his hair looks good again, I think.
Yeah. No, he's aging in. Russ is one of those guys who is going to look really good into his 40s.
His skin is incredible. His skin still looks fantastic.
It's interesting. I go through periods where I think he's attractive and then I don't. This haircut though, eyelashes though, they do it for me.
Because he's wearing this haircut, and he often wears glasses with it too.
Oh, terrible! Now Powell looks amazing as usual. Powell's body, I see a woman's body and I'm not like wanting to fuck it, but Powell's body,
you know that.
Jesus. So they're in Miami, just as an update. They've been there for a while. And they basically...
For 4 years, it's been that she... go ahead. I'm just
No,
saying.
A year. Only a year.
Oh, in Miami for a year. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, 4 years together. Do you remember? We've seen it before. And they kind of piss me off of Pow's shitty little inspirational thing she writes on her whiteboards. It makes me want to like take them all down because they're all like nutrition, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think I would have minded if she ended up not being. This is before Pow went really off crazy. I think next Happily Ever After is where we get that.
Yeah. And social media. And she got a little unhinged on social media too.
Now, but I do
being
think.
Anti-vax.
So that their main plot point is, y'all, her grandmother has brain cancer and is like already halfway paralyzed and she's getting very sick and Pal wants to go home. And I kind of thought, okay, this is going to be a sad season until Pal said, I haven't been home in 4 years to Columbia. My family is going to blame Russ. And I went, yes.
I'm listening.
I bet you they're going to be nutso to him.
Well, if Juan is any indication of what her family and friends think of Russ, I'm listening, America.
Oh,
I do have the one thing to say. The grandmother, the aunt calls and says she really wants to meet Russ. And this is a terrible thought, but I thought, can you imagine being in a hospital and dying, and your dying wish is in walks your daughter's husband, and like, that's it?
With that hair?
Him?
Like, if he had his gay hair from last season, I would be like, well, he's cute. But with that hair, I would go, yeah. Huh?
It's very much Anne from Arrested Development. Her? Like, her? That's your husband? Like, Russ is attractive. But Pal could get like a soap star. That's how hot she is.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking gorgeous.
And so it's almost like what if the grandmother stood up and went, that's him?
I mean, I do think he's cute when his hair's better. And, you know, they have a child now and their kid is gorgeous.
But his personality is like a warm turkey sandwich left in the car.
Or kind of like Christine. Christine said from A 90 Day UK, his personality is kind of like a wadded up piece of paper.
Yes.
But Christine said that's how her heart feels. Just
that's
a
how
wadded
her heart's,
up piece of
yeah,
paper.
Like a wadded up piece of paper. It's broken. Even though a paper's not broken, it's just wadded up. No, you know how like you wad up a piece of paper you don't need? Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You throw them away? That's what my heart's like.
That's what my heart's like.
So, Russ, what I will give Russ here is he has said immediately, oh, yeah, so we need to go right away.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the money. No, blah, 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 which he's been a wet blanket on before. And most of it has been pals saying, blah, 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 but these things. I need to go to Miami, but for this dream and for this dream. And Russ has been like, but if it's for family, Russ like, okay, we got to go.
Yeah.
So good on him for doing that.
Good on him.
They're going to see Juan. Thank God.
Y'all, we're going to get Miss Juan, who, remember, hates, as Russ says, he just wants to break us up. And Pal's like, well, but he's my friend. I'm like, no, he just wants to break you up, Pal.
Because he wants to go to the gay club with you.
And it is pretty horrible that Pal keeps subjecting Russ to him.
She is so self-centered in the way. I think she does love him.
Oh, very much, I think.
But she's really in a self-centered world. It's always her first.
She loves him very much. She loves herself more.
Yeah. Yeah. And Juan, and she will never turn on people who kind of adore her, and that's what Juan is for her.
Yeah.
Is someone who can be... Juan is like someone... Sometimes you have those friends who are your shadow selves, like the worst part of you, and you're glad to be... You're glad that they can be the worst part of you, and you love hanging out with them for that reason.
I appreciate you, Poodle. I'm teasing. But no, yes, there is those people. I can't do that. There are people I know that do that. And I actually, I don't want to be around the worst part of myself. I try to avoid it.
Yeah, I hate that part of myself. I don't want to be around it.
Yeah, I don't want to be around that, but not Pal. I think that's all I have. Do you have anything
else?
That's
all I have. Yeah.
I actually think this is going to be a good season of Pal, y'all, Hey, because part two, we have Chantel and Pedro. We have Molly and Louise when that completely self-destructs.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I don't know what happens. David and Annie, but we have them too. So I just know
we get a lot more Ashley and more of the son coming to live with them. And we also meet David's sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all. Hey, if you're listening on the free feed, thank you for listening. If you're wanting if you're wanting to jump into our class list, the classic 90 Day Fiancé, that everything we do, old episodes of 90 Day Fiancé on the $5 tier, but we also do, like, we're going to be doing our Netflix binges. We're doing Selling the OC. That's coming the end of this month.
Selling the OC coming the end of August. And that's going to be the $5 Patreon tier, this one, if you're listening.
Yep. Pig Royalty is on the $5 tier. Selling Sunsets on the $5 tier. Love is Blind is on the $5 tier.
There's no news, but they just started filming in, they got permits to film in Charlotte, I got sent. Because
for
a
Love
friend
is
of
Blind?
Mine lives there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be good.
So I think there is a season that has been wrapped.
No, they filmed last season. Yeah. They filmed seasons 2 and 3 at the same time.
I'm thinking a fall date. I'm thinking
it's going to be in the fall, I think. Soon. Which is great. It's not like they'll probably air it next week. Because we've got nothing else to do.
They usually give us a month notice. I'm thinking late October, early November.
Yeah, yep. Probably. So people to binge in the fall. So that's on the $5 tier. If you do want to do the $8 tier, that you're going to get all of that plus the best show on TV, one of them right now, Love After Lockup or Life After Lockup.
Or Lilu.
You also get our cringe tier, Smother. We just started Smother on $8 tier. And you'll get all of our regular shows on the free feed. That means regular 90 Day Fiancé, Below Deck. You'll get all of that for
commercial free.
And then, of course, the $15 tier is our video tier. That is where we call it our you get our intimate portrait, which is a video of us doing the regular 90 Day Fiancé podcast. But you also get, we call them watch alongs, where
kind of biter talk.
Yes, we're watching the episode that we just talked about. It's Jake and I watching it for the first time because we really don't know. Y'all know we can't fake it. So
no.
We really don't know a lot of spoilers. We want to keep it that way. So when we watch this, it's for the first time.
Yep.
So believe me, if you see the video,
feels like the first time.
If you see the video of us reacting to Nicole's screen going staticky, you will see we were gobsmacked.
Oh, anyway, gooped.
That's spiel for
gooped.
Gooped. So if you want to listen to more of this classes, you need to jump on the $5 tier on Patreon or Supercast on the $5 or $8 tiers. $15 is just on Patreon. That's it. We call these people lonely hearts, y'all, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you've been listening to this podcast and at the same time you've been on Snippies for the last 45 minutes,
just looking at dick,
call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.